All right, let's go back to the phones and pick up Susan in Dana Point, and she's got a question about her bladder. Are you there, Susan?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what's going on for you?
I got a diagnosis about a year ago called interstitial cystitis.
Okay.
And it's a burning sensation.
Oh, yes.
And I've been on drugs, Elmeron, for it, but I still seem to be getting the flare-ups, and I watch my diet very closely, drink lots of water. And along with that, it seems like now I've also got a sort of a constipation or lack of movement.
Oh, yeah.
And I got sort of, you know, the normal IBS when they can't figure out anything else. I got a colonoscopy and everything checked out.
Well, it doesn't sound like you're having a lot of fun. How old a woman are you?
I'm 47. And then the last thing that comes with this cycle is I tend to almost get a sinus infection in the middle of my ovulation, you know, in that every about 2 weeks.
Yeah, and of course, that's because the estrogen is overwhelming the conjugation capacity of the liver. And when it does that, then the liver dumps this stuff to the sinus. Whenever you see sinus, it's always liver. And mid-cycle, that tells you that you've got unopposed estrogen. Okay? And so at your age, I think Rejuve Cream would bring you right back to center there, so you wouldn't see the sinus issue. But as far as the bladder issue that you've got, there's a new product that we'll be talking about from time to time. It's called UT Formula One. And this guy has some very excellent science behind it and has been shown in a large group of people that had serious bladder issues. Not only did it recover 100%, but it also prevented any ongoing issues from occurring. So you may want to call the order line and ask for some UT Formula One. And what I love about this is one capsule is what it takes.
Oh.
So this guy is from heaven, not hell. And I think you will see quite a change. But let me just tell you a little bit about whenever we see bladder issues like this, what you should think to is low bioflavonoids. And sadly, American food just does not deliver the goods. It's pretty hard to get them out of our oranges or our other fruit. And blood oranges are the richest, but, you know, they're literally unavailable in America.
Yeah.
So anything that's really good for you is much harder to come by here. Anyway, what I would recommend is one capsule breakfast, and I think this will bring a great smile to your face. Okay? But what I would also do is I'd get on something called Multipollen, or I would get on Invisivane. Many times when this is going on, you also have issues with varicose veins. Do you have that problem too, Susan, or no?
Not too much.
Just starting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've been starting probably since I've had this for...
Yes, how did I know that? See, because this guy has depleted all your bioflavonoids.
Okay.
So,
bioflavonoids, is that vitamin C?
It's the guy that makes vitamin C work. See, for many, many years, we've been told that ascorbic acid is vitamin C.
Yeah.
Yet, if we give ascorbic acid the acid test, in other words, if somebody really had scurvy and you gave them a ton of ascorbic acid, they don't recover.
Oh.
So it's ascorbic acid with bioflavonoids that allow you to recover. And that's why the English were called limeys, because they used to carry the limes on the ships so they wouldn't get scurvy. And so I would probably do a little of both of these. The Invisivane is a beautiful product developed in Spain in use over 25 years, and it's a prevention for varicocytes, but it also will get rid of little spider vein things. So I love this guy, and typically all you need to use is two of these at breakfast for 2 months, and thereafter one at breakfast forever. And I would say, in the food of this country, that would be very, very good advice. Now, as you see the bladder getting better, Multipollen will also reduce the need to urinate frequently or a strong urinary urgency. And here, I would just take two at breakfast.
Okay.
And it'll take you, normally with Multipollen, what you do is you take about four of them a meal for about 10 days, and you load the tissue. And after that, you go to two at breakfast.
Okay, but vitamin C is supposed to cause problems with the bladder. But
actually, that's pregnant. Not the case.
Okay.
Ascorbic acid may, but see, the problem we have is ascorbic acid has been labeled as the same as vitamin C. And that is clearly not true because vitamin C is supposed to cure scurvy.
I got you.
See, and, of course, I'm a chemist, and I can tell you when I went to school a few hundred years ago, I was taught that whether something is derived from a living source or not, it's identical. And I honestly believe that until about 1994 when I studied Fritz Albert Popp's work, a quantum physicist from Germany, where he showed that live source compounds have DNA. DNA has the most coherent light on the planet, and the DNA is what upgrades your DNA and maintains your DNA. So if I have something that does not come from a living source, has no DNA, it's going to ultimately damage the DNA of the cell that uses it. Wow.
Okay.
So you don't want anything non-live source, okay? Now, there may be more going on here at your bladder. It's not uncommon to have mycoplasma there or certain other types of organisms. And if that is the case for you, in other words, you go on this, you try to go off it, and right away you got a problem again, I would recommend that you visit our clinic there in Torrance, California, and see one of the docs there because they'll be able to go through, see if you've got a scar or trauma like a C-section or something else that may be sedating the normal nerve and energy flow to the bladder, show you how to erase that, and get this whole thing back to track.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Really
good luck, and let me know how you're doing after about a month, okay?
I will.
Thanks. Bye now.